Hello.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Ruben. How you doing?
It's nonstop. I wish it would.
Yeah.
That's the truth. How about you?
Yeah, nonstop, man. Nonstop. Typical Monday.
Did you get my email?
My wife printed out the papers, I believe. I've got them right in front of me.
Okay, there should be three total pages, correct?
Yes, I've got those.
All right, let me walk you through each step. So the second page, it says equipment finance agreement. Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
All right, do we have your correct address, 15400 County Road 565A Suite F?
Yes, you do.
Perfect. All right, so on the bottom of the page where it's highlighted, it says signature. I don't know if the highlights actually come out when you print the documents, do they?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So where it says Billy Packer Construction, I'd like you to sign there. Make sure when you sign it, your signature looks like the same as the signature on your driver's license.
Okay. Let me look at my license here. All right. Yep. That's standard.
Then right below it, it says your name. I'd like you to sign there. Do you have a check on hand?
I do. Let me just
okay.
Find out where the checkbook is here. Yeah, I know there's one here somewhere.
Take time.
Okay. Do a fire call here real quick. Okay, yep, I found it.
All right, so you're going to put your bank information on the bottom where indicated. It will be your, so let's just kind of bring this up real quick. It will be your bank name, your account number, your routing number. Where it says account holder name, that's just your business's name.
Okay.
And then you'll sign it, and you'll print your name and your title would be Billy Patrick Member, because it's an LLC.
Okay. All right. Well, I got you.
No worries. You'll keep that check on hand, actually, because we'll need it on the second page as well.
Okay, great.
Tell me when you're done with the first page, please.
Okay.
You ready?
Not yet.
Okay.
Routing number. Alright, I'm on to the next page.
Alright, so on the next page, you will put your bank name at the top, your account number, and do you know your tax ID handy? Because I think I have it if you need it.
Let me check. I did have it. Yep, I got it right here.
Okay.
What's the federal income tax ID number?
Correct.
Account number was And depository name would be?
Your bank name. Everyone.
Okay.
On the bottom where it says customer, you'll sign it. You'll write your name, your title being member, and you'll date it. Then you'll scan email or fax the documents to me.
Okay, perfect.
You'll include a check to Bank of Cardiff for 4450 just to match up the amount due at signing. We'll electronically process that. Tomorrow, okay. I don't think it'll be today, but tomorrow you will get a call from our funding department, to verify that we can pay the vendor. It's already the first of the month, so during the funding call, I don't know if you have a billing cycle of the 1st or the 15th. If the billing cycle's on the 1st, that if it's on the 1st, that means that the rest of August, you'll have like 29 out of 30 days payment, and then your first payment would cover all of September. If it's on the 15th, then your first payment would cover August 15th to September 15th, and you'd have between, you know, August 2nd and August 15th as interim. But I would say during the funding call, ask them what date your billing cycle is, so you can just know what partial payment you have and then when your first full payment will be due, okay?
Okay, perfect. And who did you say I write the check up to?
The check would be to Bank of Cardiff. That's BankOfCardiff.
Cardiff, okay.
And then once we complete that funding call tomorrow, I'm going to give them your cell phone. Is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to give them your cell phone. They'll just call you to confirm funds. If they end up calling the business, just have Colleen pass them your number. The company that will be calling you is called Access Capital. They'll be just servicing the funding, so they'll be releasing the payment to the vendor. But then you'll also get a call from me tomorrow as well. I expect to have your working capital loan approved by tomorrow, probably about, it might even be before we release the equipment loan, to be honest, because we're moving pretty quickly on that.
Okay.
And then I'll give you some numbers tomorrow on that, and we'll release the payment to the vendor tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
No worries. Are you scanning this or faxing it to me?
I'm going to scan it and email it to you.
Okay, and I'll shoot you an email back to confirm.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Bye. Bye-bye.